News Radio 690 KTSM presents the El Paso History Show with documentary filmmaker Jackson Polk and historian Melissa Sargent, streaming live at ktsmradio.com. Brought to you by ephistory.com, the website for archive podcasts of this radio show and DVDs about El Paso history and heritage. ephistory.com. Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant and Cantina, making the old Griggs recipes in a new location at 6761 Donovan Drive. Sargent Home and Business Inventory Services, providing affordable photographic and digital inventories of your home, office, or collectibles. Call 915-581-7099. And by Monterey Asset Management for your real estate investments. Now, El Paso History with Melissa Sargent and Jackson Polk.
It must be another windy, blowy day in El Paso.
Oh, my gosh.
Melissa Sargent, how are you?
They're having blizzards all over the United States, but we're having our own blizzard, and it's a beige blizzard.
Well, the thing is, though, this is the outflow from those other people getting cold snow. We get the pushed air that comes down this way like, okay. That's what I get out of your snowstorm. Thank you very much.
It's Doppler Jackson.
Indeed. Watch it, Dr. Jackson. We'll get you.
Olé.
But, you know, also, it's another great day in El Paso for El Paso history. We've got this radio show. We call it the El Paso History Radio Show for a reason. And it's because Texas history begins in El Paso that we get away with it.
That's
and
right.
All this week, history won a couple of minor skirmishes heading toward a bigger battle. It may happen. We'll see. We'll be very happy to see things turn out positive for history. Because you're not going to lose if you back history in El Paso.
Yeah.
You're going to lose if you oppose history in El Paso. We're here to guarantee that.
I think people are finding that out.
Ah, what a surprise. Anyway, moving on to the day we have at hand. We've got all the trivia stuff going on today, do we not?
Yes, we do. But I also want to tell everybody, if they're not moving outside into their car, they can still listen to us on KTSMradio.com or go to the internet and you get the iHeartRadio app and you can listen to us anywhere you go, even tucked in your house, safe from the dust.
Underwater, you told me it works.
Yeah, we could do this. Submarine.
I'm not sure how you
I don't
do
know
that.
About that one.
But also, you got your trivia thing going down today, normal stuff. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yes, and we're going to have, as soon as I get to my notice
you got
here,
your peppies.
I lost my peppies.
You got your peppies.
He's got his deal for, he's changed a little bit. First of all, I want to give a shout out to Ray Baca. At Monterey Assets and get him, you know, he's a great guy. Merry Christmas, Ray.
Several people in the room know Ray Baca.
That's right.
Yes,
he's
we do.
Well known. And then also, Pepe's got a great deal if you're having a Halloween party. Hello. Christmas party.
Hanukkah.
Missing him. Hanukkah. Oh, Hanukkah, yeah.
Hello, I know.
For $75 worth of catering from Pepe's, you'll get a free pint of salsa and a free pint of queso and a big bag of their wonderful tostada chips. And you can tell them, yep, you heard it here on the radio.
They're pushing the catering because they're good at that.
That's right.
What?
No, go ahead.
Well, I've taken catering to various places this fall. It was a good idea.
Good stuff. And we're giving away $20 gift certificate to Pepe's in the first hour of trivia or an El Paso Gold DVD that could either be yours, your own personal gift to yourself, or give a gift to someone for Christmas.
Indeed. We're going to give away a lot of things today. One of them could be a stack chip.
Ooh.
We have stack
That's
chips
right.
from the Asarco major 828-foot stack. It came down April 13th, 2013. I was allowed to go out there and collect a bucket of that stuff.
Yeah.
So we had. Well, what I did, I did.
I'd like to have had a picture of that.
Oh,
well,
I do.
Chips.
There's video. We took really? Video of us doing that to prove we did it. And on the chip, you can turn it over. There's a click on. You can put on an online connection link up, and you'll see the video.
Oh,
I see.
Now
I made you look at the bottom of that, didn't
about
I?
That
so
I'm just.
But we've got a bunch of those today. We're going to sell them today at a location where we're going to go sign some DVDs and books. But we got to tell you why the DVDs and books are important because we have a heck of a day today. One more thing, Randy Lindbergh. Thank you, Randy Lindbergh. He's
Randy.
Been a good guy.
El Paso Scene, greatest thing. If you want to know what's going on in El Paso, you pick up the Scene.
Also, he's got it online as well. So, all right, let's get to the history here. We're going to give away history for Christmas this year. And we got some experts in here who know how to create history stuff to give away, or they know it when they see it. We got three Latinas in here on the left of your radio. Maria Natividad, good morning, young lady.
Good morning, Jackson.
Welcome here.
Thank you so much.
You've been here before, but we ask you to come back because you have a book.
Right.
We're going to talk about your book because it's a cool book.
Yeah,
and one of your best
one
of your best buddies who told me about that book is sitting next to you.
Yes.
Rosa Guerrero. Good morning.
Hello, everybody. Hello, Jackson.
Good morning, young lady. Did I over-trill my R's there? Rosa.
Oh, I love that.
See, that's one thing I learned as a kid here. That's about as much Spanish as I was ever able to take in. But Rosa Guerrero, the Rosa Guerrero, thank you for being here.
Thank you, Jackson.
And you're going to help comment on some things about history.
Oh, yes, definitely.
Gifts that we can give away.
Yes.
And DVDs that you are in.
Yes.
You're in some DVDs.
Yes.
Now, there's another expert in the room, expert on various things of El Paso. Her name is Evelyn Casari. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you doing?
I'm good. Thank you for being here. Now, you're other person in the room besides Rosa and me who know Ray Baca. There's something to think about. And who's Ray Baca?
He's got a history, yeah.
Well, he's one of our sponsors, so we have to think about him in kind tones.
Good.
But the thing about Evelyn, I appreciate your being here. You've been sort of a call screener occasionally, and I got to thinking, well, you and Evelyn are good buddies, so come in and sit down. And you don't really want the call screener job full-time, do you?
No.
See?
I like talking just a lot more.
That's what I figured out. So not to worry in there. The people are going to get worried in there. Shelley Sutherland, Merry Christmas to you. You're the call screener, so there. And Sergio Valenzuela, the guy who runs the electrons up the pole. Thank you very much. And Melissa, I just said hello to you.
Oh, hello. Good morning.
The thing about today to talk about El Paso history, there are things that people create that are historic and that can be given away. DVDs, I do. We're going to play some clips of those this hour and next hour. You guys are sitting here for 2 hours. Did you know that? You knew that, right?
Yes.
But Maria, you have a book that we will have to take a look at in detail. But tell us about the embossing things you're doing. What is that art? Are you selling that art?
Yes. I do repujado. Repujado is a Spanish word for metal embossing. In French, it's called repoussé. And I have been giving classes throughout the city at the museums and libraries through MCAD on repujado.
I missed you. You were at the Marquez Library this week. I saw your notice. How'd that go?
It went well. I think that there's a lot of people out shopping and getting ready for Christmas, so maybe the word didn't get out that much. Hopefully we'll get more in my next workshop. But I've had workshops where I've had 40, 60. I had 100 people one time. At the Laura Bush Library.
Describe what you're doing with this embossing.
Well, the embossing, it's not difficult at all, but you get a beautiful, metal embossing. And what it is you take an image, like a drawing of the mission, and you transfer it onto the metal, and then you tool it with some special tools so that it's no longer flat, two-dimensional, but it's embossed, so it sticks out.
What kind of metal is that?
It's aluminum. I work with aluminum, 36 gauge, and then copper as well.
So you really can't use your fingernail to do this.
No.
I don't do that. But so you've turned out quite a few of these items, haven't you?
Yes, actually, I started many, many years ago, and when I was teaching at Del Valle High School, that was one of the favorite projects for my students. And it's very easy to do. I love teaching the classes because anyone can do it. Even a small child,
even
six or seven,
could possibly do it.
Absolutely.
We got to tell people we have the three wise Latinas in here today. I decided to call you that. Whether that's, I know there's a club like that. You're probably not all members.
Yes.
And you really are one, aren't you, Rosa?
Wise Latina. Yes. Very important.
We're both members.
Well, I just took it upon myself to confer the same membership onto Evelyn this morning.
Yeah, but I'm not as wise as they are, so I'm not there quite yet.
Well, just but.
We will be someday.
Yeah, that's
We'll just take the Latina part. And the other thing to realize is that this crowd is going to end up as a group at about 1 o'clock today. Mm. Where are we going to be, Maria?
We are going to the Deluxe Restaurant, 630 Sunland Park Drive. And it's a great place. If you haven't been there, you need to go and check it out. They've got the most fabulous food. And Daniel Natividad is the owner. And
Is that a relation that we know?
Actually, my son, yes, did some research. We didn't even know this. And so he is like a distant cousin. So, yes, Daniel, we found out, is related to us. We didn't know this. Here we were, going to visit his restaurant, and my son's been catering from him.
Well,
wonderful food.
Well, Natividad, I mean, that's a Christmas thing, isn't it?
It is.
Tell us how that got to be. Well,
Natividad means nativity in Spanish, and my first name is Maria. So when I would teach in the public schools, my students would call me Merry Christmas this time of year.
I like that, yeah.
Well, we got Merry Christmas on the radio this morning. And also, about your book, we're going to get into some of the details about your book. But Rosa, you describe the book because you're a consumer of books.
I love it. I think every El Pasoan should have one of these books. I think all the children and their families should read it for Christmas. We do not know our history. We all can be ambassadors. And if we have a book like this, it is so wonderful. Famous places in the El Paso history. And Maria did a beautiful job on it. And it's got the history, and it's got the mission. It's got the different types of wonderful illustrations that Maria does. She's super talented with art.
One reason I wanted to do this is because that book, if you take that book and study it, you will become a person who knows El Paso history.
Yes, yes, you will.
Pretty and quick, you'll get an overview.
Yes,
really
we,
good.
And we need to know it because we say, I'm from El Paso. Yeah, but where did you come from exactly? What is El Paso?
Well, not only, the first thing people say is, okay, what high school? Which is okay.
Yeah,
that
right.
denotes where you were in the city. But the real thing to ask is, what happened in your city?
Yes.
And very few of us can answer that question in public schools. Because the public schools do not teach El Paso history.
No, they don't.
Bless their hearts, they teach. Let's start it out with bless their hearts.
Bless their little hearts.
And the next thing you hear is going to be criticism. But the thing is, we get taught what I call, Maria, I call it Alamo history.
Well, you're absolutely right.
That's all it is.
You know, every time I go to and do a workshop, whether it's at the library or museum or wherever, I ask the students and... You know, many times we have parents and grandparents there. What is the oldest mission in Texas?
Oh, boy.
And I'm telling you, like 90% of the participants raise their hand and they'll say it's the Alamo. And I'm like, why do they think the Alamo, you know, is more important than our own missions? And why is it that they know more about the Alamo than they do about their own missions?
And the answer is, it's been promoted better.
That's true.
Period.
That is absolutely true.
I mean, you know,
true.
Remember the Alamo was a battle cry, so that became ingrained. Remember, Isleta never was quite like that.
No.
We didn't have a battle of Isleta.
But San Antonio has really capitalized on their history,
sure,
on their missions, on the tourism. And I remember Henry Cisneros telling me, that's what we do. We go to different, when he was a mayor, we go to different little cities and promote our history, promote our culture, and bring in the conventions and all that, and that's what we need to do. El Paso is really a silent city. It's a city that needs to be known. We know it. We live here and all that. But a lot of people think it's just, especially the people in Europe, because Evelyn taught in Germany, they think it's a cowhand town, you know, where people are
people
on
get
horses.
Off the, they yeah. always call him Bernie Sargent, saying, where's the cowboys? And he said, I'll be there. Right?
That's
yeah,
right.
The Pennsylvania cowboy. Yeah,
but
that's where he's from.
Well, no. You guys have been here over a decade. You're
I
El Paso
know.
Natives now. So, but the thing is, what you guys do about the reenactment and such is that you bring the history out to the people. And when the folks get off the airplane, the German Air Force comes in to do a tour, they said, where's Old West?
Yes.
You know?
Yes.
Evelyn, what did you get when you were in Europe? Did they look for you to wear cowboy boots?
They were fascinated by the fact that I was from Mexico City and that I came from El Paso in Texas.
So you bypassed telling them El Paso.
So, well, you know what they used to say?
What?
When they were transferred to Fort Bliss, they didn't say just Fort Bliss. They go, oh, we're going to El Paso.
Oh.
Yeah.
And I'd say, no, wait a minute.
It had a negative going for it.
Well, the heat, you know, it is just so incredibly different than it is in Europe. So the heat was one of it, and the dust was the other thing. And so when I would tell them about how beautiful Fort Bliss is now and all of the construction and the how big it's gotten, they were very impressed by it. But they also liked the idea that Mexican families would be there and they would make buñuelos and empanadas and these little Mexican wedding cookies. So I tried to teach the kids pretty much about that. Showed them Mrs. Guerrero's tapestry DVD, and they enjoyed it.
Well,
that was the first movie you made, wasn't it?
1974, yes, ma'am. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Well, we got a lot to do this morning. We're going to see a lot of things. We're going to look more at that book. We're going to hear more about tapestry because that's a DVD available, and they can buy it today online at Rosa's website. Or they can buy it today from Rosa directly, I think. Did you bring a couple?
I did.
So I saw her car was loaded with them.
Maria's
all
got
wrapped.
Books. Rosa's got DVDs. I've got some chips. We got all kinds of things.
I've got nothing.
Oh, yeah. You
got Evelyn.
Yeah.
Evelyn, darling, come bring your credit card.
Yeah, okay.
Yes, indeed. We'll do that. We'll talk about more details. Another thing we're going to do today is talk about some of the DVDs that I have made about El Paso history. And they are also available to purchase. And we've got one right now playing. This is the one we did about El Paso's Waco tanks, and this is available, a DVD we'll show you on the air.
This is one of the most unusual places on Earth. These rocks rise more than 400 feet out of a flat desert floor and extend thousands of feet down into bedrock. This is a place where the desert keeps its water, where early people hid secrets for all to find. Where conquistadors and cowboys found an oasis. And wagon trains crossed paths with Indian tribes. For modern Native Americans, it is a sacred place, a gift from nature.
And I think nature just died. But that is the opening segment of the DVD that we have called El Paso's Waco Tanks. And that is also available. And have you, I hate to ask you this. Have anybody seen this in the room?
I have.
Rosa has seen this? Okay.
I love it. Yes. I love it. I love it.
And the whole point is what we're trying to do is to promote El Paso's history out there. Mm-hmm. And with the books, the DVDs, sooner or later, somebody's going to hear about us.
The pictographs are tremendous. And I think... people that are in archaeology and geology and history should take their kids. I think all teachers should take their students over there as an excursion and a historical visit and see how much they can grasp from Waco Tanks.
Waco Tanks is a fabulous place. It's a world-class site. It's in El Paso County, and it's available on DVD. What a surprise. Mm-hmm. Let's move on to some other things here, like the trivia. We got to give away some stuff. Do we have a Waco Tanks in the pile? I don't think we do, but we've got a bunch of DVDs there to give away.
Yeah.
And also, you've got some heavy-duty trivia questions.
Well, yeah, and the one I was kind of curious about is we were thinking about, we were talking Rose's history. When you were... You were, what, 14 or something when you performed for the soldiers at Fort Bliss?
Oh, no, much younger. And that was in 1942.
Okay. Well, I couldn't remember exactly.
I was about 8 years old. The war started in 41. I was 7. And in 42, they started our dance academy. Used to go and perform for them. But one time I led a whole battalion or division of soldiers at McCallaghan Canyon. They were going to be... taken overseas, and so it was like a big picnic, and so they let me. I didn't know how to speak English very well. My English was very, very, very poor, but I could dance, and I used to be a rumbera. A rumbera is I used to do the rumba and the conga.
Oh,
at the time, I was like dressed up like Carmen Miranda and all of that. But anyway, I led
my favorite actress.
All these soldiers in a conga line. Dun 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 dun. 1, 2, 3, kick. And it was wonderful. People ask me, aren't you embarrassed to get in front of audiences and all that? How can I be embarrassed if I was dancing in my mother's womb, in my father's arms, and then dancing for everybody? And how can I be embarrassed? It's a joy. But it was a wonderful thing to perform for our soldiers at Fort Bliss and William Bowman Army Hospital. The old one. William Bowman Army.
Oh, yeah, the one near Logan Heights with the V2 sitting up there. That one?
Yes, everywhere. We performed it everywhere. And it was to bring joy. And we were like the Mexican-American Bob Hope Show.
You can't, you're not eligible because you're in this room to answer these questions. However, they will sound familiar. Are you ready for the trivia?
Okay, well, our first trivia question this hour is, what was the name of the first award-winning film that Rosa wrote and produced, based upon creating cultural harmony and understanding?
The phones are already ringing here.
See?
You didn't even give out the number. To get that, they got to call us.
544-5876 or 544-KTSM.
Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant and Cantina serves the old Griggs Mexican food recipes in a new location at 6761 Donovan Drive. Enjoy great New Mexican food with cold beer and the one and only margarita from the cantina. The managers and cooks from the original Griggs Restaurant serve tacos, combination plates, and sopapillas. Get the best Mexican food in the valley at Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant and Cantina, 6761 Donovan, near Loop 375. Call 877-2152.
If you're still burning from the last stock market meltdown,
phew,
stop, drop, and roll. Then come in and see me.
Hello, Bill.
I can help.
I need you.
Bill Linderman here, El Paso's old-fashioned finance dude. The stock market has had 3 major meltdowns since 2000. Clients on InTouch Financial Plans never lost a dime. An InTouch Financial Plan is Wall Street Inferno-free, a plan that doesn't use the government or Wall Street to grow your wealth. here's the cool part. I can show you in writing, guaranteed. The minimum your money will grow 10, 20, 30 years from now. No stock market, no meltdown. A safe, secure way to grow your wealth. Call me for a free guaranteed retirement projection analysis at 915-595-2752. That's 915-595-2752. Or on the interwebs at keepingintouchfinancial.com. Keeping you in touch with your money and out of the burning stock market.
Life is about people.
Audiences are raving about collateral beauty.
We are here to connect.
It's hopeful and heartfelt.
He's reaching out to the cosmos for answers.
I don't even know what love is anymore.
It's like nothing you've seen before.
Life's a gift, and you're wasting it.
It's the perfect holiday movie.
Maybe it's time to live again.
Collateral Beauty, rated PG-13. Some material may be inappropriate for children under 13. Now playing.
As a busy parent, taking your child's temperature shouldn't be as stressful as fighting through traffic. With the Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer, one gentle scan of the forehead is all it takes. If only the commute were that easy. Pick one up at Target or other fine retailers.
El Paso Roadrunner RV Park, your one stop for all your RV needs. A service and repair center, RV parts and accessories, and an on-site mechanic that can cover insurance claims, warranty work, or even winterize your RV. El Paso Roadrunner RV Park, 1212 Lafayette Drive.
I love Christmas traditions. Decorating the tree, hanging stockings, watching the kids bob for pineapples. What, you don't do that? Well, here's a new holiday tradition for you. iHeart Christmas Classics. All the classic Christmas songs you love 24 hours a day. Right on your iHeart Radio app. All your favorite music. All your favorite stations. All free. Use our iHeart Radio app today or listen online at iHeartRadio.com.
More of the El Paso History Show, brought to you by ephistory.com for DVDs about El Paso history. Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant, 6761 Donovan Drive. Sargent Home and Business Inventories, and by Monterey Asset Management for your real estate investments. Here again, Melissa Sargent and Jackson Pohl.
All right, we're about to do some trivia. Hello, Evelyn. We're on the radio over here.
Oh, we are.
Little chit-chatty going on within the microphone. We have no callers here. What was the name of the film that Rosa Guerrero made in the 1970s that goes all over the place, and it's like a rug?
Yeah, it's about the cultural history and understanding.
It reminds me of a rug.
That's right.
You know, just a rug on the floor, rug on the wall.
Or something.
Oh, now
the
phones are ringing. 544-5876. But if we're going to give this
stuff, they got blown off the air.
Let's do this. Let's talk about a couple of things until we get... Oh, the chips! We got a bunch of chips.
We got chips.
Now, we've sold some of these chips already this week, but we've got a few more left, and we're going to take them out to the... where are we going out here today, Maria? We're going to go out to the Deluxe, right?
Yes.
Deluxe?
Deluxe.
We're going to Deluxe out there on Sunland Park.
Deluxe and Bagels.
6:30.
6:30 Sunland Park Drive.
And what we're going to do, we're going to bring some chips out there. If you would like to buy an Asarco chip in an acrylic case as the most unusual thing you'll ever get.
Hey, you buy enough, you could, you know, rebuild it to make it look like a new stack.
I'm never going to sell all of them. But anyway, we had some of these a couple of years ago, and so we got some more back. They're $35 each, and I'll tell you what, today I'll give it to you for $25 out at the location of Deluxe. Plus the tax, we have to charge you tax. But we've only got a few of these, so that is the case. And what you can do, you can also reserve one.
That's right. You can reserve an orange stack souvenir chip now. Only one per person, please. And since we only have 20 to sell, be one of those 20. And send an email to radio@ephistory.com. And the first 20 people emailing will be sent a link to a special order page where you can buy an unusual Christmas gift. Now, the sales will be limited to the El Paso County, Texas only, since we're going to have to deliver these in person. And they're glued on the base of a plastic container that protects it. And we'd be afraid if it got shipped and it would end up bouncing all over the place.
I haven't tried it. I'm going to ship one and see if it works, and then we'll maybe next time.
Yeah, if you pack it up really good with there some bubble wrap.
What do you think, Rosa? Is that going to stay on there?
Oh, yes.
It's glued on there really, really.
I love it. I think it's beautiful.
It's wonderful.
And we want to thank John Bauer for helping on this project. Bauer Printing is and Graphics in the Upper Valley. They do fantastic work. So today you'll have some orange chips in the acrylic case, and they'll be on sale for day at Deluxe Restaurant on Sunland Park Drive. It's right across from Bed Bath & Beyond in Sunland Park.
Oh, that's how you would know.
Yeah, that's how I know. Of course I know. I was past there yesterday.
Yeah,
I had lunch there the other day.
And
that's why.
We're going to reduce it to $25 if you make it out there at 1 o'clock today. We'll have probably 10 of them available because we're still putting some out on the internet. So there is all of that. As we give history for Christmas, we also have a lot of things to give people on the radio. We've got a bunch of DVDs. Is Waco Tanks in that pile, Melissa? I didn't see it was in there.
Oh, we have got we got MacGuffin Home. We've got Legends of El Paso's Mountains, Ghost Stories 2, 3, and 4, Gunfight Seal West, which is one of the best,
and
Tom Lee's video, but no, and oh, and the Women's Club of El Paso.
That's a new one. That's a different
another
one.
Good one because I'm in it.
And also, in a minute, remind me to talk about these because Maria Natividad is also selling not just books, not just embossed metal, good history.
Well, I'm going to post.
But she's got note cards.
Yeah, I'm going to post one of her embossed pictures you had of the missions. Really gorgeous.
All right, we got callers now lined up. Thank you, Shelley, for lining up the callers. What's a question for Emma? Emma's on the radio. Morning, Emma.
What was the name of the first award-winning film Rosa wrote and produced based upon creating cultural harmony and understanding?
Emma's on the air.
I think she said either Rosa Girl, Tapestry, or El Paso Tapestry, something like that.
We're going to take the word tapestry and run with
it
because it's kind of like a rug, like I said.
We love her. Tell her I'm the lady that won the Jell-O contest.
Say that again?
I won the Jell-O contest 25 years ago. She was there.
A Jell-O contest?
Jell-O contest?
Oh,
yes.
My gosh.
I don't think I
want to
ask. We don't want to ask about that.
Oh, somebody better explain that.
Yeah, that's right.
What kind of Jell-O contest was
dancing
it, Emma?
Dancing in Jell-O, Miss G?
Oh, Lord have mercy. What?
No, Lord have pictures.
Bless her little heart.
God bless you. Thank you for calling in, Emma. This is Rosa Guerrero, and I'm glad you were in the Jell-O contest.
What the heck are you talking about?
Can you explain? Go ahead and explain real fast.
Now, what flavor?
Yeah.
Emma, what are you talking about? Emma.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, what are you talking about, Jell-O contest?
Explain this.
Well, it was a miracle. My husband and I were separated. We had just had a brand new baby. He was in a cool apartment, and I was my mom. And I put in a raffle ticket at one of our local stores, and I won the first Jell-O contest in El Paso. And she was there to entertain us at the Marriott. So it was a real miracle because we got to stay in the Marriott for 3 days and 3 days or whatever, and we had the whole limousine service.
It was
a wonderful event for us. We were united for Christmas that day.
Praise the Lord for you and your and Jell-O.
And she's been jiggling ever since.
Yeah.
Oh my God! And by the way, Kay was the second call. Kay, call back. We got a second question for Kay if she wants to call back. But in the meantime, Emma, you have won yourself. I'm glad there's this real story behind what you said. I didn't think there was, but there was, huh? Okay, we got some DVDs here. You can take your pickup or a $20 Pepe's gift certificate.
I want the DVDs. Also, I've been going over there to your station several times, and for some reason, there's two DVDs I haven't been able to pick up.
What are
either
they?
I was too early or too late, or they were not close or whatever. I mean, I won't lose those, Will. I even talked to the manager there.
Well, you mean at the station here?
Yeah, no, your station where you, well, they're on Mesa, where is it?
Right, yeah.
Well, no, the one thing that they're picky about at the radio station is how they run contests, and if you don't pick it up in the time frame they give you, it's gone. So I don't know what happened in your case, but Emma, we'll show you how to pick this up. Which one would you like? We got several to choose from.
Yeah, we have the Women's Club DVD, we have Legends of El Paso's Mountains, MacGuffin Home, Ghost Stories Volume 2, 3, and 4, Gunfights the Old West, and Tom Lee's El Paso.
That's what we got today.
Legends of El Paso.
There you go.
Is it
in
there?
That's a good one. Yes, it is.
We do have Legends in there. Okay, and what you need to do, Shelley will come on the phone and tell you how to pick it up, but if you don't follow their guidelines, things turn into...
They're rather sticky about that.
That's the only time I've ever gotten in trouble at this radio station was not handling a prize correctly. So, Emma, thank you very much.
And thank you.
And hold on.
Yes.
All right, hold on. Very good. Thanks a lot. Okay, we got a caller back here. Shelley, who do we got here? This is Kay. Kay did call back. Kay, we got you on the radio now. Kay, are you ready for another question? Kay, you ready for a question?
Yes, I am.
Well, good there.
During World War II, what Hollywood... Brazilian actress, am I correct? Brazilian? I have wrong in the first place. Brazilian film star who'd starred in many movies did Rosa portray when performing for soldiers at Fort Bliss.
What was the name of that actress? Dun, 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 dun.
Where did that come from? Kay?
She's gone.
Oh, no. Kay, come back.
Okay, well, answer the question and take the prize. What was it?
Oh, the question, the answer was Rosa, not Rosa, Carmen Miranda.
Carmen Miranda.
Who could forget Carmen Miranda with her head full of fruit?
That's exactly what that was.
Well, Rosa, coochie coochie.
Rosa, you have been an inspiration to all kinds of people in this town. And when they figure out that you used to be a little Carmen Miranda, it's even more fun. Even more fun. All right, we got the crowd out here. We'll take another break. Maria Natividad is here. She's making things happen in history to sell. And
that's right.
We're going to have to hear about this. You got... Oh, note cards in here. How many are in here? There's one note card in here?
One note card,
Okay, we got to figure out how we can get our hands on some of these. And we lost Kay, or did you lose the other one? We lost our winner, Emma. Emma, call back.
Call back.
And kill that line there if you need to, Shelley. You don't know how? Okay. I'll kill it. There you go. Emma, call back. We'll get you a prize. All right. In the meantime, young lady, Miss Sargent over there.
Yes, yes.
Shall
yes.
we do something about this next commercial break?
I think we should.
Facebook is call us. Whatever.
Well, don't talk about Facebook. We're having words today.
Face issues.
No, the dust is blowing it around. So.
But call us up.
Give us a call at 915-544-5876 or 915-544-KTSM.
Hi, I'm Russell Stover. Here at BMW of El Paso, we know price can be limiting when buying the luxury car of your dreams. Not at our store. Don't let expensive payments hold you back from your new dream machine. Now, drive the new 2017 X1 X-Drive 28i for just $329 a month. Come on by 6318 Montana Avenue or see us on the web at bmwofelpaso.com. 778-9381. Just call, that's all.
36-month lease. No security deposit. $3,000 due at signing plus DTNL. Offer ends 11-30-16. See dealer website for details.
If you owe back taxes, there's a lot you need to know, starting with rule number one. Don't mess with the IRS. They are cracking down this year by sending out heart-stopping letters, actively garnishing paychecks, levying bank accounts, and putting liens on homes and businesses. That's all true. But it's also true there's a way out. It's called the Fresh Start Initiative, an important government program for tax debt assistance. It's one of the biggest breaks the IRS has ever offered, so now's the time. You could qualify for a tax settlement that saves you thousands, even tens of thousands. Nobody knows this program like the award-winning experts at Optima Tax Relief. They have an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau and will work to get you the best deal possible. Don't mess with the IRS. For tax help you need, for tax help you can trust, call Optima for a free consultation.
Call 800-798-2477. 800-798-2477. 800-798-2477.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
When I listen to Audible, I'm not drinking box wine on the couch with my schnoodle. I'm undercover at a Parisian gala, hot on the trail of Europe's most infamous jewel thief. There, in the corner, the man with the mustache has red clay on his shoes. The exact same clay from the tennis court where the Sultan's jewels went missing. I break into a sprint and tackle him to the ground. Where are the jewels, you fiend? No, not you, Pepper. You're a good boy.
Go to audible.com/act now, and your first download is free. Audible, stories that surround you.
Remember recess? That time of day when you let loose, hung out with your friends, and didn't have a care in the world? Well, it still exists inside every bag of delicious Wise Cheese Doodles. Cheddar Puffs, Crunchy Doodles, White Cheddar Puffs, and new products like Cheese Doodles Extreme, Queso Habanero, and Mix. Get a bag, tear one open, and enjoy recess again. We double dog dare you. Find Wise Cheese Doodles at your local retailer or find us online at cheesedoodles.com. Cheese Doodles. Recess in a bag.
Go to ephistory.com for DVDs about El Paso history and for podcasts of our weekly radio show and for a list of area stores that carry our DVDs like El Paso's Waco Tanks, Mexican Revolution sites in El Paso, and Legends of El Paso's Mountains. 18 titles in all, plus links to dozens of TV stories about El Paso area history. Go to ephistory.com for a journey into El Paso's amazing history. ephistory.com.
Now, more of the El Paso History Show, brought to you by ephistory.com for DVDs about El Paso history. Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant, 6761 Donovan Drive, Sargent Home and Business Inventories, and by Monterey Asset Management for your real estate investments. Here again, Melissa Sargent and Jackson Pohl.
Okay, if we do the Weiler Tramway event today, they're not going to be up there. I got news for you.
Oh, they should be.
No, they won't.
They'll be climbing up the mountain.
No, won't.
I'm teasing.
I know how they
I'm
operate
teasing.
Up there.
Yeah, being in a gondola rocking is not a lot of fun.
That thing would flip all the way around a couple
Dang
of times.
Dang near what it is today. It looked like a yo-yo. But
but they're doing something
but
today.
But you've still got the rest of the season coming up here. You can go up there. We've got family coming in town. Now, like I said, today they probably won't. I think tomorrow we will not have wind, and you should be able to go up from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. You can see Santa at the tram if he doesn't get blown off the mountain today. And he'll be there to have photos taken, and he can talk to the kids and the visitors. And then Sunday, December 25th at 8 a.m., they're going to have their famous Santa hike. This is our last Sunday hike, but with a Christmas twist, participants are encouraged to wear a Santa hat, maybe a whole Santa suit.
Hey, I saw one in Walgreens for about $1.99. You can get one.
Just wear some long johns and, you know, red long johns.
All right, a couple of actual history things going on here. Quanah Parker, One Man, Two Worlds. That's an exhibit that's open at the Museum of Archaeology, and that's going on through January 17th. And get out there and take a look at that, because also they're trying to sell stuff in their store. Mm-hmm. They have a store down there at the El Paso Museum of Archaeology, a gift shop. And they got things that were 20 to 50% off today. So we're trying to help people today on this program.
They've got pottery and jewelry and all kinds of
books,
neat
mugs,
gifts.
Tumblers, yeah. Anasazi pattern plates.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what an Anasazi is?
I do know what an Anasazi. Do you know what it is?
It's an old person.
No, it's not.
It's the ancient ones.
The ancient ones. There
That's
you
what
go.
I said.
No, you said old person.
That's what
right?
I said. They're old. Yeah. Anyway, there's the Anasazi stuff out there, and they're selling what they can out there. And so we're doing what we can to help the museums promote their goods. And the Museum of History downtown has a gift shop. We actually invited them to come on here. They weren't able to spring anybody, but they have a gift shop down there where Maria's books are down there.
That's right.
Rosa's stuff is down there. You got DVDs down there. Our DVDs are down there. And Evelyn goes in as a tourist.
I do.
You do indeed. Well, let's talk for a moment here. Evelyn, what do you think about these cards? You're a consumer like I am today. Did you see these?
I did, and I have a couple of them. I think they're wonderful. They come one per package, and
what
they're
are
individually
they?
Wrapped. They're like note cards, so you can send them off to family and friends, but you can also frame them.
I was thinking
they're
of that.
They're beautiful to frame.
But see, you'd have to That's frame true. Them within a mirror, Rosa. Look, you'd have to make it so you could read the back, too, because Maria has put on a full rundown of what's going on here. This is the Socorro Mission on the King's Highway. We've got the San Elizario. That's not a mission.
Chapel.
It's a chapel. The San Elizario is a chapel, and then the Salida is a mission. And we have unique stuff in El Paso. That's why I think promoting it is a very good idea. Mm-hmm. And this week I think we're going to find ourselves maybe with the city council wants to promote more things that we have historically. What a concept. I mean, it's nice to promote an arena. I mean, how many cities have an arena? But, okay, answer the question, how many cities have an Isleta Mission? And you get to the point where let's promote the unique stuff. And I think that's what Maria's done. And also, Rosa, in your world, you have, let's talk a minute about Cristo Rey, because I know Maria's book is open to there.
Yes.
And I know you have a history with Mount Cristo Rey.
Well, during the war, there were a lot of processions and pilgrimages that went up to Cristo Rey. A lot of the mothers, a lot of the women that had their loved ones overseas always had a procession going up to Cristo Rey during the war. And I remember when it was being built in the late 30s, and I remember seeing all the very, very first, and one of the reasons, Viva Cristo Rey, is Long Live Christ the King. Because in Mexico, during the persecution under Calles and other presidents, they did not want religion in with the government or religion and Catholicism over there. And they were strong against the priests and the nuns and anything that had to do with the faith. So Cristo Rey was really built in memory of all of these martyrs that were killed in Mexico. And very much a part of the history of El Paso. It's beautiful to be coming into El Paso and seeing Christ the King and saying, welcome, welcome. And every time I see it coming over to the west side from central El Paso, I sign myself and I ask the Lord to take care of our city, both Juarez and El Paso. We're a metroplex, a border metroplex that is unique. And Cristo Rey is one of these most beautiful historical images we have here. And Maria has it in her book.
Oh, yeah. Maria, tell us about this. Because what Maria has done is drawn a full page, in some cases, picture of an icon, this one being Crystal Ray. Tell people what's on the opposite pages, Maria.
Okay. Well, first of all, the photograph that I used for the painting was a photograph that my son and my grandson took a couple years ago when they took a pilgrimage up Mount Cristo Rey. And they had some beautiful photographs, so I borrowed one of their photographs, and that was my reference for the painting. The painting and all the illustrations are on the left side of the book, and on the right side of the book is a short, brief description of the image in English and in Spanish.
Well, see, that's critical for El Paso. A lot of people grow up Spanish-speaking, still. And if you're going to teach them the history, you better talk to them.
That's right.
And so you have both English and Spanish on the right-hand page. Left-hand is a picture. And how many of these do you have? You got like 18 or 19 different icons in here. What do you have?
Images. I'm sorry. Let me check.
I mean, it goes on. It's not quite two dozen, I don't think.
No, we've got up to, I think you were right, about 18.
And so what this little book does, it allows you to read it and understand El Paso history and get it. This is the course that is not taught in our schools.
No, and you know, lots of the school districts like Isleta, ISD, Isleta was one of the first school districts to buy the book and put it in all of their libraries. The El Paso Public Library has it in all their branches because it's so important, and they use it for the ESL, the English, the history, social studies. It goes through, you know, many levels, so it can be taught in elementary, junior high, high school, and it's great for people learning English or those learning Spanish.
Well, tell us about Cristo Rey now. You have a personal attachment to Cristo Rey?
Well,
a lot of people do.
Yes. Well, we've taken pilgrimages up there many times, you know, with family members. And so we have a lot of wonderful memories. And it's something that most families in El Paso have done. If you have not taken a pilgrimage up there, you should, because it's really an amazing experience. It really is. And when you get to the top, you can see three states. You see the state of Texas, New Mexico, and Chihuahua, two countries. And it's just an amazing experience if you haven't done it. And the sculpture itself, the statue, is 42 feet high. It's 1 foot taller than the Christ sculpture in Brazil.
Of the Andes. Not the big one down in Rio, but there is one up in the mountains. It's called Christ of the Andes. And Obispo Soler did it 1 foot higher just to do it that way. All right, we now have something that I want to show you that we do.
It's not yet sunrise as the Jeeps rumble up the mountain road. The lights of El Paso, Texas and Juarez, Mexico twinkle below. Already, pilgrims are climbing the narrow trail. They stop and hug the mountain to let the Jeeps go by. At sunrise, hundreds of pilgrims come and go at the top of the mountain. They come because today is the Feast of Christ the King. Today is the pilgrimage to El Paso's Mount Cristo Rey.
That's the DVD opening for the video we did. And I got to credit Ruben Escandon Jr. I think Rosa knows him. But he's the guy that runs the mountain over there, public relations. He's not the guy digging all the time. There's a whole bunch of guys that do that. But Ruben's the guy you see on TV. And he convinced me to go do this video. I said, what kind of funds are we talking about? He starts laughing. Money? You think the Catholic Church is going to help you do a video when they got all these poor people to deal with? So we just did the video anyway.
Well, I want one of those.
Oh, well, good. And but it was actually the person who financed that video would you have to say would be my wife, Wendy, because she allowed me to go do it. I mean, I'm a TV guy. I can do this kind of stuff, and there was no income on that.
Well, doesn't she also help you with the scripts on some of them?
Well, that's the other part. Once I cook them up and I put the video out there, she comes along and makes sense out of it.
Yeah, she's going to say, no, that's not right. Put that back.
Well, we did a major revision on the Waco Tanks video I did, and that turned out pretty good. So it's a matter of telling a story.
But Jackson, Wendy, your wife, is one of the brightest women I've ever known. Bright, beautiful, and really super great with her words.
She's a journalist.
She's great. You are lucky to have her for your wife.
Both indeed. Me, no question. But the thing about her is she's also an incredible journalist. She's a New York chick. who has figured out El Paso, and she's the editor of El Paso Inc. and the El Paso Inc. magazine. So, yeah, we take help where we can here in this video world. She does know how to write that stuff. And that DVD is also something that we do have available on our website. Okay, we need to move on here and take a break and can come back and talk some more. If you want to talk about a gift you know about or you want to tell us something we need to know,
yeah,
we'll take a phone call.
There are lots of exciting things you can get out there, and they're cheap. Why give somebody something they're just going to want to dust or throw away?
Give El Paso history.
That's right.
So that's what we got going on. We'll tell you more about Maria's book and also some more of her embossings. And the right word for that is repujado. Jado. Okay, we got to do some more of that. 544 what?
544-5876 or 544-KTSM.
Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant and Cantina serves the old Griggs Mexican food recipes in a new location at 6761 Donovan Drive. Enjoy great New Mexican food with cold beer and the one and only margarita from the Cantina. The managers and cooks from the original Griggs Restaurant serve tacos, combination plates, and sopapillas. Get the best Mexican food in the valley at Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant and Cantina, 6761 Donovan, near Loop 375. Call 877-2152.
Folks, as this roller coaster year winds down, don't you wish there was a way you could hang on to more of your hard-earned money? Well, if you own land, my good friends at Mahindra want you to know that you may qualify for year-end tax savings. So if you want to care for the land you love and save on the toughest tractors and utility vehicles on Earth, you need to stop by your Mahindra dealer today. In addition to tax savings, you can enjoy up to $7,900 in special Mahindra discounts, plus the industry's best limited powertrain warranties. So say goodbye to the tax man and say hello to year-end tax savings with Mahindra. Mahindra, the world's number one selling tractor. Learn more at MahindraUSA.com.
Take advantage of rock-bottom prices and test drive a Mahindra today at Cisco Equipment in Artesia or visit Cisco-Equipment.com. That's Cisco-Equipment.com.
The 83rd Annual Hyundai Sun Bowl. Come see 16th-ranked Stanford battle against North Carolina. High noon, Friday, December 30th. Tailgate with us at the pregame fan party presented by Visit El Paso, Sun Bowl Drive, and Glory Road. Admission is free. Halftime performance by the voice contestants Elia Esparza and Kalia Kimberly. Don't miss out on El Paso's biggest party of the year, the Hyundai Sun Bowl. Friday, December 30th at noon. For tickets and information, call 533-4416 or go to Ticketmaster.com.
Being stuck with your wireless provider is kind of
like your tongue stuck to a frozen pole. It's the worst.
So switch to Cricket Wireless and get the ZTE Sonata 3 free.
Free?
Plus, plans start at just $30 a month.
$30 a month?
Just switch to the merrier carrier, Cricket Wireless, for a gift that keeps on ringing.
It keeps on ringing. Ha!
Limited time offer requires port and activation eligible service. Minimum $30 per month. First month service charge. You would sale. $30 plan not eligible for auto pay credit. Group safe discount. Activation taxes. Other fees. Charges. Restrictions apply. Coverage not available everywhere. Terms, features, and restrictions subject to change.
Let me ask you a question. How long has it been since you've updated your home or business list of assets or property inventory? In the case of a loss by fire, theft, or natural disaster, the insurance company and police will ask for detailed descriptions and often require pictures as proof of ownership. If you can't remember, you can't recover. Contact Sargent Home and Business Inventory Services. Our process provides detailed documentation of what you own. There is no price tag on peace of mind. Call 915-581-7099.
iHeartRadio El Paso and Albertsons hope you can join us to help hungry children in El Paso. Did you know 1 in 3 El Paso children struggle with hunger? We've joined forces with Albertsons and El Pasoans fighting hunger, and we hope you will find it in your heart and wallet to help us provide 1 million meals to feed El Paso's hungry children. Please donate whatever you can when you check out at Albertsons this holiday season. And thank you from Western Technical College, Dark Horse Wines, El Pasoans Fighting Hunger, Albertsons, and El Paso's children.
Now, more of the El Paso History Show, brought to you by EPHistory.com for DVDs about El Paso history. Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant, 6761 Donovan Drive, Sargent Home and Business Inventories, and by Monterey Asset Management for your real estate investments. Here again, Melissa Sargent and Jackson Polk.
One more time, let you know that there is an El Paso Archaeological Society Christmas party this afternoon. Ooh. It's going to be at 1 o'clock. And if you want to get involved in the archaeological people, go out there to the museum. They're part of the museum. They have part of the building as their little headquarters, EPAS. That's 4301 Trans Mountain Road. And see who they are. See what they do. See what you can get into. They'll take you to rock art sites all over the place if you let them. So that's how that goes.
Around, dig up things.
And you have an event today, too.
Yeah, I don't have an event. The Tigwas do. The Winter Arts and Crafts Market at Native Fashion Runway. That's Sunday, December 18th from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. It's going to be at the Tigua Cultural Center at Isleta del Sur, Pueblo, down on Yaya Lane, corner of Socorro Road in El Paso. They're going to have social dances, storytelling, free children activities, all kinds of great things. And also...
Today,
I got out ahead of myself. Today, the 17th, from 11 a.m. to 4 p.m., you can go to the Tigua Cultural Center, and they're having the grand opening, or reopening, I should say, of the War Kui gift shop at Tigua Indian Cultural Center. Go get some great Christmas gifts down there. They've got, red chili stew, Pueblo bread, door prizes giveaway, lots of Tigua Pueblo Indian-made arts and crafts.
One thing to do is
Christmas shopping.
Well, as you go down to Mission Valley, go to Lacone Dairy and get a bunch of that cheese.
Oh.
Then whip over to the Tigwas and get some bread. We need to have a winery somewhere in there, don't we?
Yeah.
And maybe apples and an orchard. And see what I got it all figured out here.
Oh, yes.
Well, we got a lot of gifts that we're talking about.
We're all getting hungry.
And today, where are we going to lunch, Evelyn?
We're going over to the Deluxe on Sunland Park Drive, 6:30, I believe.
That's
the address.
Actually, it's Delox.
The Delox.
Lox, as in locks and bagels.
Locks and bagels.
Oh, okay. What did I say? Delox. Oh, okay.
Delox. But the thing is, this crowd's going to go out there. We're going to have Maria's. You have any of those for sale? The repujados?
I have a few repujados for sale.
Okay, but also you have lots of books.
Lots of books and lots of cards.
Okay, the cards are most interesting as well. Those are cards will be available. And Evelyn has been digging in the back of your book. What did you find in the back of her book?
A great feature of this book is it has five different activities that can be copyrighted. I mean, that can be copied by teachers if they would like to. There's not a copyright.
There's no lawyer involved.
No. Just go ahead and do it. Send the kid down and have him copy it. But there's crossword puzzles. There's matching. The thing that's really good about this is not just for children. I mean, there are adult-type activities here. I love the crossword puzzle because if you hide the answers, the questions are great for adults. All about history.
Okay, try one on us.
All right, here's one. An important frontier passed in today, a major military post in the United States. The answer is
Fort Bliss.
Fort Bliss unites two countries through faith.
Oh, we're talking Cristo Rey.
Yes.
Or we're talking Rosa.
That's
Rosa's an icon, but she's not up on a mountain yet. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, so she is a school, though. That's good.
Yeah, she is. And you know what? I bought four of these, believe it or not, the first time that Maria was on your show, and I have given them away as baby present gifts for new babies. Yes, I gave one to my grandson, as a matter of fact. He's only two, but eventually he'll be able to read and learn all about El Paso and where his grandmother lives.
Well, you know, a lot of people, as we said earlier, a lot of people just don't get taught this history. It's just not there in the schools. It's not on the curriculum.
Yeah.
And Maria, I love Alamo history, but there's a lot more to it.
Yeah.
And your book explains all of El Paso. That's why we do these. And the DVDs we have. We got one that's called El Paso's Historic Sites and Markers. There's 30 different clips in about 2 minutes each. And by the time you end up watching that whole thing, you got it. You can feel, okay, I get what happened. The ancient stuff is interesting to me. The Keystone, the Mansos and the Pitos, and all the people that came before in this valley up to, you know, modern times. And so Maria's got that in the book. We got it in DVDs. And we're also going to go today at Deluxe and sign these things if you wish to buy them. We're going to have some chips available. Chips Ahoy here from the Sarco stack. And we figured out that the orange band that these chips came from was at right about the 500-foot level. Because when I went out to collect them, you should have seen how that thing hit the ground. It shattered like glass. Yes. There was no piece bigger than maybe the hood of a car. Anywhere.
You know, Jackson, I was watching that live from Germany.
Oh, that's right. We had that on our website.
I watched it come down. I was sitting there, and I tuned in, and there it went. It was an amazing experience for me.
I want them to do it again, but that's not possible.
Well, you've got to put all those chips back and then put it back together.
No, make another one. I just have another exciting event because there were so many people and so many cameras in that valley. It was insane. And there hadn't been that much noise in that valley since Pancho Villa blew the place up. Think about it.
Media from all over the world, I think, wasn't it?
Oh, yeah, it was everywhere. And then the dynamite that went off. Oh, my God, it was amazing.
I think people were sad.
Well, yeah, of course. Yeah, I would love to have seen them keep those things. but those are incredibly fragile, tall cylinders when they're up there.
And the people that were there, there were people all over the hills.
It was fabulous to see
your
that.
Your friend was flying around.
We got the footage off the guy in the paraglider. All right, we think we're out of here. Sergio, what do you think? We'll see y'all next hour after the news. Thank y'all for joining us. See you then.
Thanks for listening to the El Paso History Show. There's another hour to go, so please stay tuned. This hour is brought to you by Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant, home of the one and only margarita. EPHistory.com for DVDs about El Paso history, Sargent Home and Business Inventories, and by Monterey Asset Management for your real estate investments. We'll be right back after the news, right here on News Radio 690 KTSM El Paso.
Fox News Radio. I'm